Okay, so you know what this music's about. This music is what we call our What's Cooking session. And I think that for many of us, myself included, we've all become semi-professional chefs in our own house. Well, some of us think we are. I certainly thought I was until I tried to attempt making something as simple as making rice. And I tell you, it was not as easy as I thought it would be. So what I picked up is that, thankfully, famous chef Gordon Ramsay has shared his top tips for making light, fluffy, and delicious rice in a video that has racked up nearly 4 million views. Now, who would have thought that somebody would be able to get 4 million views for a video that shows you how to make rice? So let me just run through very quickly on what Gordon explains, that he has these 6 amazing main mistakes that a lot of people make, and I think I made every single one of them. And more importantly, he shared his tips. So I'll post that video on the Chai FM website or Facebook page, I should say, and my own Facebook page. But we're not making microwave rice anymore, because we're going to be doing it a lot more better according to Gordon Ramsay. So one of the first things that Gordon says, the mistake one is not rinsing your rice. So I never knew that you actually had to rinse rice. So Gordon suggests here that you always use cold water and just rinse the rice. That stops the rice from getting clumpy in the pan. Well, that kind of explains a lot of things of why my rice tended to look like a bit of mealy-pup or something like that. The second one he mentions is not seasoning. And he says here, if your rice tastes too plain, you probably haven't added any spice or seasoning to it. And he says, so show it some love. So here we're going to be showing your rice some of its love there. So he gives some interesting suggestions on what seasoning, and I've never heard of some of these, so I'm going to have to Google those afterwards. But the important thing, which is number 3, is season the rice after it's cooked. And I think that's very sensible, because it probably makes more sense and why my rice didn't come out so well. Number 4, he talks about wrong measurements, and the one that I found quite hilarious is number 6, which is not fluffing your rice before serving. And he says that you should gently run a fork over it as it makes it fluffy. I think I would have struggled to pull a rake through my rice, because it was not going anywhere in a fluffy way. So let's come back to some of your messages, just having a look at what we've got on the lines here coming in. Oh, I have some announcements to make, some very interesting announcements. So first of all, I need to give a shout out to 2 people. And if anybody else there is celebrating a simcha, it's always good to be happy and jovial and enjoy this time. So a big happy birthday to a very good friend of mine, Sharon. Sharon, wishing you a very happy birthday. And to my doctor, you know who you are, very happy birthday to you. And then also just to all my listeners specifically, who are incredible individuals, to all the residents of Golden Acres and to Sanrium Gardens, and to the incredible people there that are really under lockdown doing such amazing things, especially in the shul there. They're still holding minyanim, and they're doing such an exceptional mitzvah, in the sense of being able to say Kaddish for people that can't, because we're not allowed to congregate as we normally do. So a big shout out to all my listeners and all my friends and everybody who tunes in to the Lunch Bite between 12 and 1.